Senator, thanks for talking to us. Are you ready to go?
Let's go.
We're here in Cloverdale with Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. He's taking the time to speak with us just for a few minutes before his big speech tonight at the Cloverdale Airport. Bernie, you have to be happy about the last couple of weeks of momentum here in California for your campaign. I mean, polls are tight. The race is seemingly up for grabs Tuesday. What's the path forward for Bernie Sanders in California and in general? Is turnout going to be the key here?
Yes, you got it. In one word, here's the story. If there is a large voter turnout, if the people of California understand that it is time to take on establishment politics and establishment economics and create a government that works for all of us and not just the 1%. And if that turnout is high, we're going to win, and I think we'll win big. If the turnout is low, we'll probably lose. So I hope that as many people as possible come out to vote.
You know, your campaign has done such an incredible job of engaging millennials, bringing new people into the Democratic Party, especially online and through social media. So how do you hold on to that engagement and make sure these younger people are actually following through and turning out to vote?
Well, we have thousands of volunteers working on that as we speak. They're on the telephone. They're knocking on doors. We're using social media. We're doing everything that we can to make sure that not only young people, but everybody come out to vote. I think, again, if there's a large voter turnout from working people, from young people, we're going to win and win big.
It's Friday night in Cloverdale. Bernie Sanders has taken a few minutes to join us here on the drive before he speaks to a crowd of more than 4,000 people gathered here. Bernie, you announced your campaign a little over a year ago. Obviously, you got into this race with the intention of winning the nomination, of course. But from Larry David to Donald Trump, could you have ever envisioned what a ride this past year of campaigning would be?
Short answer is no. We have come a long way in the last year. I'm just giving you an example. When we began our campaign, we were 50 points down behind Secretary Clinton here in California in the polls. Yesterday, we had a poll that had us 1 point up. So I think we've made some progress in the last year.
Let's bring it back finally to Sonoma County. We took some questions from our listeners on Facebook, and that's where this next one comes from. Agriculture is such an important part of Sonoma County and Northern California in many ways, both economically and environmentally, especially with the recent drought. What role does the small family farm play in growing the economy, in your opinion?
To me, I come from an agricultural state. It's mostly dairy and mostly smaller family farms. But agriculture, obviously, is essential to the future of this country. We need to make sure that we have a workforce that is legal. And that is why, among other things, I believe in comprehensive immigration reform and a path towards citizenship. I also understand that here in California, and increasingly in other parts of the country, a drought is a major concern. And that is why, as president, I will be more aggressive than any president ever has been in taking on climate change, transforming our energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy. Climate change is one of the great planetary crises that we face. One of the differences between Secretary Clinton and myself, I believe in a tax on carbon.
Let me ask one more. The last couple of weeks of campaigning here in California has been intense for you, hitting cities everywhere around the state. What has this final stretch of the campaign been like for you?
It's been an extraordinary experience. By the time we're finished on Monday night, I think we'll have broken some kind of California record. We'll have had well over 30 rallies, and we'll have spoken to over 250,000 Californians. And that's, I love that type of campaigning. That's grassroots campaigning. It's going out among the people, face-to-face, talking to folks. That's what I believe in, and that's what we're doing here, and that's why I think we're going to win.
Bernie Sanders, I voted for you. Good luck.
Okay, good.